fantasy is what was created in childhood as a form of kind of self-regulation. So when we had this childhood where we have this complete disconnection from family, from love, and we're feeling so alone, it's almost like the childlike part of us escapes into fantasy as a form of self-regulation. And then it gets reinforced by all these freaking Disney movies and romance novels and what we expect. And a woman expects this knight in shining armor to come in and just completely rescue her and cherish her devotionally. And a man, fantasizes about this beautiful kind of feminine, I'm talking, you know, heteronormative fantasies here. Mini me, you complete me. We have Jerry Maguire and all these movies that are all this experience of one day in order for me to cope with this really challenging environment around me. I got to escape up into my mind and come up with these fantasies, these kind of experiences to help me regulate. And then unconsciously we go into these relationships and we look at these people not for the reality of who they are, but we snapshot them as this character. And it's not with them that we're in a relationship with. We're in a relationship with the fantasy. This is what came up in my family trial last year, which was really like relevant. And when as I was, you know, in the kind of completion of breaking free from my trauma bond, we went to family court. As I was listening to her testimony, I was like, holy crap, she wasn't in a relationship with me. I wasn't in a relationship with her. We were both in a relationship with a fantasy, and that comes from the pain of our childhood.